Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Kyle Murphy, who is a marketing coordinator with the Lebesnik Center for the Arts in Michigan City, one of my favorite places. And Kyle, you always have brilliant exhibits at the Lebesnik, and the next one is coming up at the beginning of February, right?
Yes, correct.
Tell us about it, please.
Sure. Yeah, the next exhibit is called Nature Versus Everything.
Uh-huh.
And this exhibit is going to feature nine contemporary artists who reflect on the perilous battle between humanity and the natural world. And it's just this really interesting concept of seeing all these different artworks that range from like whimsical and even humorous to horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting because a lot of times when you see artwork that is really nature versus like man and stuff like that, you always see the negative effects and it's very horrific. There is a little bit of that here, but there's also these really like just like quirky pieces that have a really good sense of humor to them, mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. So there's kind of a little bit of something for everyone in it.
Your shows, you have several exhibit spaces within the Lebesnik Center.
Correct.
You have the big gallery. Will this show be contained all in the big gallery?
No, actually, it will be in the big gallery, but it will also be in our upstairs galleries. So we have two upstairs galleries,
right.
And it'll be in both of those.
So it spreads up the stairs.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I know that frequently the shows that are upstairs relate to the show that's in the main gallery,
mm-hmm.
But this time it's the actual show.
Correct.
Itself. Well, and that's because there's so many artists involved in it.
Correct.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about these artists?
Sure. So the nine artists that we have, and forgive me if I mess up any of the names here, but they are Dan Atoy, Amy Casey, Juan Angel Chavez, Diane Christensen, and Shoshona Uchinik, Michael Pajon, Liliana Porter, Allison Rutan, and Tom Terlemick.
Terlemke. He's the one name I know.
Okay.
So it's Terlemke.
Terlemke. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Tom's in a show that we have up right now in Munster as well. Some of those names are handfuls, aren't
yeah.
they? Yeah. That happens in and around Northwest Indiana. Are these artists from the greater Chicago metropolitan area?
Yes. Yeah.
What type of work do they do?
So they do all sorts of stuff. So a couple of the standout ones that we have are like there's one called Line in the Sand, and that's Allison Rutan.
Mm-hmm.
And that one is a 12 by 18 foot basically freestanding almost sculpture on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
It's on wheels,
mm-hmm.
but it's a recreation of the Highway of Death from the Gulf War. So it's like this, it's just it looks like almost like a sandbox basically with, cars and just all in these destructive places.
Hmm.
And, it's just really interesting and kind of sad to look at. And it's just really about humanity making the same mistake over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just this really interesting piece. And it's large too. So as soon as you walk in, you're going to see it on the floor of the big gallery. Another one that's really cool that I'm really looking forward to is called Fearsome Fable, Tolerable Truth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's by Tom.
Okay.
And that one's a huge multi-panel panorama. And on one side, it's got this nice, beautiful landscape of nature. And on the other side, it's kind of this desolate cityscape, almost like a – it almost looks like kind of like a desolate Midwest kind of area.
Mm-hmm.
And the cool thing about it is guests are actually encouraged to flip the panels. So
oh,
it's got
cool.
this interactive element to
yeah.
it. So guests can just walk over to it and turn a panel or like leave one panel, you know, on one end and
uh-huh.
the others on the other. It's just really interesting. And I think it's kind of unique. It's cool to have something a little more interactive in our galleries.
Tom's work is so crammed with imagery.
Mm-hmm.
It's fascinating. You have to really study it.
Yeah.
To find everything in it. This show was organized by your exhibit director?
Correct. Yes. Laura Fosberg, and she's done a wonderful job with this one. She, her first one was our past exhibit called Waiting for a Sign. Mm-hmm. And so this is her second mm-hmm. exhibit that she's curated. Mm-hmm. I think everyone involved is really excited for the public to see it.
Well, good, good. Thanks, Kyle, for being here to tell us about this next show, and I look forward to seeing it myself. And thank you all for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Art.